Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around the COVID-19 vaccine. India to send 45 million doses of Made in India vaccines to Pakistan, and it is likely to send 16 million COVID vaccine doses to Pakistan by June this year. It is under an agreement with Gavi Alliance, the GAVI Alliance formed by Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, a global health partnership dedicated to providing immunization to all. 2.4 crore people vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country as per the update by the health ministry. It was the 53rd day of the nationwide vaccination drive in India. And six states account for over 80% of fresh COVID cases, as active tally stands at 1.84 lakh. And Maharashtra continued to report the highest daily new cases at around 10,000, followed by Kerala with around 2,300 cases and Punjab with around 1,000 fresh instances of the infection. With that, let's come to Rajasthan. Minister has alleged shortage of COVID-19 vaccine doses, while the centre has refuted the claim. We are talking about Raghu Sharma, Health Minister of Rajasthan, who made the remark that the state is left with only 2 days of coronavirus vaccine. It also sparked a controversy where the centre was quick to deny the claim. With that, Maharashtra, Thane is clocking at over 700 new COVID cases and 6 more deaths. This is in the past 24 hours. The virus has claimed 6 people in 24 hours, pushing the death toll of the district over 6,300, while the mortality rate in Thane stands at around 2.3%. No new COVID-19 cases in Arunachal for 4 days. Well, Arunachal Pradesh did not report fresh cases in the past 4 days, which is some good news. And it has now 3 active cases, while over 17,000 people have recovered from the disease. The recovery rate stands at 99.64%. 24 new cases were reported in Pondicherry, where, 40,000 mark has been crossed, with adding fresh cases in the past 24 hours. Overall caseload is around 40,000. The 24 new cases identified, after testing 1,400 samples. With that, Karnataka resident of 103-year-old is actually the oldest woman to get vaccinated in the state. J. Kameshwari received her first dose of the COVID vaccine, while Karnataka health minister says that state is now marching towards a COVID-free state, with more than 10 lakh vaccinations having been done so far. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. States get 900,000 more vaccine doses this week is what the White House has said. The US is making an additional 900,000 doses of both Pfizer and Moderna vaccine available to the states and pharmacy partners this week. Another 2.7 million doses will be distributed through the federal pharmacy program this week. U.S. House poised to approve Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. If passed, it'll be a major legislative initiative by the Biden-led government that will send direct payments to most Americans and expand the aid and the relief plan, coronavirus stimulus package, which is critical for lifting, the economy, and a lot of Americans are looking for it. Bulgaria reports around 3,500 new cases, highest in the past 3 months. Bulgaria has the highest daily toll in 3 months, with over 132 deaths is what the government data is showing. Non-urgent operations have already been banned, and health authorities could close schools, shopping malls, gyms and restaurants if they deem it is necessary to slow the spread, is what reports are suggesting us. Meanwhile, Mauritius has imposed fresh lockdown after 14 new local COVID cases. Mauritius went into 2-week nationwide lockdown now. It is the second time that the country has imposed a restriction basically began last year. And only essential services will be operational, including the port, airport, hospital services and emergency relief. Poland reports over 17,000 new daily coronavirus cases. This is also highest since November. Poland is seeing the highest number as per the data. It is the third wave of the pandemic if you look at the number. Poland has exceeded 1.8 million, including 45,000 deaths, related to the infection as per reports. Pakistan will also shut down educational institutions for 2 weeks from March 15th in cities which are worst hit due to COVID-19. So you could see the pattern. There is a resurgence in quite a few regions that are witnessing another wave of the virus, and higher airborne pollen levels linked with increased COVID-19 risk is what reports are suggesting. So higher concentration of airborne pollen could mean higher coronavirus infection rate. This is the study data from 31 countries across 5 continents, and researchers at the Technical University of Munich and other experts noted that people in high-risk groups can protect themselves by watching pollen forecast and wearing dust filter masks as well. So airborne pollen concentration, weather conditions and infections are kind of linked as per these studies, taking into consideration, the variation of infection rates from one day to another and the total number of positive tests. So basically, the researchers are looking at data on population densities and the effect of lockdown measures as well. So the study published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences is analyzing this. So you could read about that in detail. But with that, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all other news and updates, stay locked on to Money Control, and I will see you tomorrow.